Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Praise
to you, Lord. The mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and my left, this is not mine to give, but it's for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the ten heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you must be your slave. Just so the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today in Spain, for which we pray in a special way, thousands will be finishing the Camino de Santiago, the Way of St. James. You'll have devout Catholics on that road. You'll have modern-day Bohemians searching for themselves on that road. You'll have people from so many different languages, so many different backgrounds, all with some level of consciousness after another, trying to follow St. James's path. But we know the path of St. James isn't a 478-mile trek in Spain that starts in the Pyrenees. Rather, the Camino de Santiago began at the Sea of Galilee when Jesus called Peter, Andrew, James, and John from their boats, and James was willing to leave his catch behind, his business behind, his parents behind, his village behind, and follow Jesus. The Way of St. James is a way of following Jesus. We know that St. James not only followed Jesus the way the other apostles did, but he was one of the three chosen by Jesus, along with his brother John and St. Peter, to follow Jesus intimately when the three of them went with Jesus to heal Peter's mother-in-law, when the three of them journeyed with Jesus in order to raise from the dead the daughter of Jairus, when the three of them hiked up an exceedingly high mountain where Jesus was transfigured among them, when the three of them went to stone's throw away from everybody else in the Garden of Gethsemane to pray and keep vigil with Jesus. The way of St. James is the way following Jesus as he goes to the sick, as he goes to those who are mourning and dying, as he goes for the happiest moments of life, as he goes for some of the most bitter. The Way of St. James follows Jesus in every circumstance. We see when the wife of Zebedee, the mother of the Boanerges brothers, like moms always have a special talent to do, embarrass the sons by going on up and asking Jesus to give whatever she was requesting. She asked for them to have seats in what she anticipated would be an earthly messianic kingdom. Jesus turned to the brothers and said, "It's not his to give," but asked them the question, "Can you drink the chalice I am to drink?" In order to be able to follow St. James following Jesus, we need to be capable of drinking Jesus' chalice. Which is a chalice we know from the Suffering Servant Psalms. It's a chalice of suffering. It's the chalice by which Jesus pours out his own life for us. It's a chalice in which he dies so that we might live. Today in the first reading, St. Paul writes about that reality. One of the most beautiful passages in sacred scripture describes his sufferings, but his communion with the Lord in the midst of those sufferings. When he's afflicted in every way, but not constrained, perplexed, but not despairing, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. Because the surpassing power within him was not his own, but his God. He summarized it all by saying, he's carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in the body. We are constantly called, with Paul, with James, to carry about in ourselves the dying of Jesus, to be saying, possumus, we can, to what Jesus describes at the end, is a process of continuous self-giving. Dying to ourselves so that others may be served. Dying to ourselves so that others may ultimately live. This death of Jesus we carry about, this self-giving, is what ultimately leads us and others to life. That's the chalice that Jesus asks us to imbibe. We know that James and John responded that they could. But on the night in which Jesus took that third cup in the Last Supper and said, take and drink, this is my chalice. Yes, they drank that. But then they went out afterward and they didn't drink it together with Jesus. They didn't follow. And with the power of the Holy Spirit, they eventually did. It's moving to me that these two brothers who said that we could would eventually do so, as Jesus had prophesied in his gospel. James was the first to do so in 42 AD, as we see at the beginning of Acts 12, that he was killed by Herod Agrippa. He was the first of the apostles to drink that chalice. And St. John, we know, was the last. He was willing to drink it. He was even tortured as a confessor. But he ended up dying of natural causes, but nevertheless, throughout his entire life, he was dying to himself through self-giving, so that the life of Jesus might be able to be manifested. They were the first and the last of the apostles to do it. And in a sense, today as we seek to follow the way of St. James, we see the eagerness that would lead them to blurt out, we can. James was eager. He was the first to go. He was the trailblazer in following the footsteps of Jesus, literally now, carrying about in his own body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be manifested for others. The way we follow St. James the most is we follow him to the upper room, to Calvary, to the tomb, and out to preach the gospel, all of which starts right here. Jesus says, this is the chalice of my blood, take and drink it. Today, through St. James's intercession, we ask for the grace to be able truly to say, we can, and to give our life today so that others might be able to touch and see and taste and hear the life of Jesus, whose footsteps St. James followed all the way to the Father's house.